Time to talk all things science with the man and the author of Dr. Carl's little book of climate change, Dr. Carl Krzyzanicki. He joins us for the last time this year. A very, very warm welcome. The last Dr. Carl for the year. He's about to go away. And look, thank you so much for this year, Dr. Carl. You've enlightened us. You've entertained us. And you've made me feel very, very silly indeed. So thank you on all those levels.
Well, it's awfully kind of you. I don't want to make you feel silly, but I am merely just a conduit for the real people who know, which is the scientists, and I just turn their stuff into plain English.
Well, I tell you what, we love you for it, and thank you so much for this year. Now, a question from a listener first.
Yep.
Dr. Carl, I have a dog that lies next to me on the floor at night, and she, every night, throughout the night, suddenly starts kicking her legs and yelping and whining, and it's clear to me that she's dreaming, or could this be wrong? Dr. Carl, do animals dream?
Almost certainly, but we haven't got 100% proof in that they can't describe it to us, and we haven't got any way of getting into their brain. So one thing that you could do, dear beloved listener, is to write down the times at which this activity happens, because you can't see what's inside the dog's brain, but you can see that they're kicking and working and acting out stuff. Now, normally, in humans, we dream every 1.5 hours. So you start off awake, you go down into stage 1, 2, 3, 4 into deep sleep, come back up into very light sleep, and then after 1.5 hours, you're in what we call REM sleep, which means rapid eye movement sleep.
Not the
REM.
Band.
Mm-hmm. And the REM refers to your eyes going, both of them in parallel, going flicking left, right, left, right, left, right, as though you are watching an invisible tennis match on the inside of your eyelids. At the same time as this is happening, you've got the flicking thing going on, you're also paralyzed to stop you from acting out your dream, because otherwise you could hurt yourself. And Rottweilers, in fact, have a bit of a problem with this, so they tend to act out their dreams, and you'll come out in the morning and your lounge will have been eaten by your lovely Rottweiler.
And the Rottweiler is actually sleepwalking.
Well, sleepwalking and acting out, they're not paralyzed.
Oh,
with your dog, so dear listener, with your dog, next time stay up all through the night and then take notes of the time that this is happening, or just set the video camera going on some sort of motion detector mode and then write down the times. And if they happen at regular intervals, so in humans, it's sort of 1.5 hours, but it can be 40 minutes, it can be 2 hours, you know, but if it happens at regular intervals and the motions are the same, you can be moderately confident that your dog is dreaming and acting it out. But on the other hand, we've never actually gone into a dog's brain to ask them. And one thing I've noticed, actually, is the whole family's a little bit stressed by the fact we're all heading over to the USA and the UK to do a speaking tour in the Royal Institution and the King's Theatre and so forth. And we've been having really stupid dreams. Now, Dr. Luke, do you ever do the thing where you're halfway through a dream and you think, this is just a stupid dream, I'm sick of it, I'm going to wake up, reset, and then go back to sleep? I have.
When I've realized in the dream I'm dreaming, and I've gone, I want to change the channel.
Exactly. Right. So typical is a stupid dream I had the other night where I'm sitting on the road, and I'm sitting on a grass paddock. There's a road and there's a grassy paddock. And then suddenly about a dozen black European luxury cars come flying along and then magically turn into humans, a dozen humans, who are Chinese people in their mid-teens to early 20s,
yes,
who are all wearing shorts and T-shirts in various shades of orange and red, and then start playing soccer fairly incompetently. And after watching them play soccer for 10 minutes, I'm thinking, I know that this is a dream. It's really stupid. Is anything else going to happen? I'm going to wake up. And so in that case, all of us in our whole family have been having stupid dreams because we're stressed out. So dreams are a way of kind of reflecting what's going on in life to some degree. Don't read too much into them.
Why do some people sleepwalk?
Because the paralyzed thing is switched off.
Right.
So they can then start walking around, and it can range, the sleepwalking, all the way up to getting yourself dressed, and then going and catching a train and travelling hundreds and hundreds of kilometres. and even in some cases actually killing a person. People have actually done that in their dreams.
Yes, I remember there was a case where somebody committed murder in their dreams while sleepwalking, and they got off. They successfully proved that they actually were sleepwalking. Now, that there's a murder mystery for Agatha Christie.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's very uncommon. So with regard to the dog, almost certainly the dog is dreaming, but we'd have a little bit more proof if you had the timing. So that way we could say, yes, every 45 minutes the dog goes through this pattern, almost certainly it's dreaming. The other way you can prove it even more is to put some electrodes on the skull and then pick up the brainwaves, and there are characteristic brainwaves associated with dreaming.
All right, look, there you go. Dr. Carl Krasniqi is with us. Dr. Carl, I've got to ask you, because this is our last one for the year, 2021 has been a very interesting year. We thought 2020 was a bastard. 2021 wasn't much better because of COVID. So you've had time to think about this. In your mind, what for you has been the international scientific story of the year?
Well, if I were a physicist, I'd pick something different. But I've been trained in physics and engineering and medicine and surgery. So my slant, while it covers all of science, tends to something that is related to the human condition. And so on one hand, we had the unrelenting continuation of the COVID chaos, having gone through the first wave, the second wave, and the third wave. But thanks to the vaccines, you can see that we've had light at the end of the tunnel. So if you go to the Johns Hopkins website, Johns, that's plural of John, not just John, but Johns, J-O-H-N-S, Hopkins website, and they've got a COVID thing, and you'll see that there's three or four distinct waves, each one getting worse for one and two, with a number of cases and a number of deaths. And around the beginning of wave three, the vaccines start kicking in around the world, and wave three is less and wave four is less. In Australia, we are incredibly lucky because we have a situation where 73% of the entire population is double vaccinated. Or if you want to tell a little lie about it, you say 85%, but then that's excluding the kids under age 16, which you can't do that. So 73% is not bad. It should be up around 90, but it's not bad. Unfortunately, in Africa, in South Africa, you've only got 25% double vaccinated. And then if you look at all of Africa, you've got a lower figure. Now, when I say all of Africa, I'm in a continent that is bigger than Australia, plus the USA, plus China, plus India put together. Africa is absolutely enormous. It's a billion people. And there, you've only got 10% of the population even with their first dose. And there's that old saying, you can't have a sign. It's not an old saying, I just made up. There's a new saying that I just made up, which is that you can't have a sign at your local public swimming pool saying, you can't urinate except in that corner.
Because
the urine will spread everywhere. Yeah. And what we're finding is that we have to have the whole world vaccinated to protect all of us. And it's a fairly selfish motive to do it. By vaccinating other people, we protect ourselves, but at least we save their lives as well.
Are you concerned about the new strain Omicron?
Not enormously worried. Let me run you through some ideas that I got from that wonderful journalist, Stephanie Pan, and I plagiarised these from her. So thank you very much, Stephanie, for your wisdom in writing these things. So number one, with Omicron, we simply don't have enough information today. We will in 2 or 3 weeks. Number two, we do have a high vaccination rate. Number three, it is normal to feel scared and confused and stressed and frustrated under these fluid situations. In my case, I deny that I'm feeling anxious, and instead I have lots of stupid dreams. Number four, thank you for this one, Dr. Stephanie, step back from the social media. What happens in the social media is that if you click on anything to get more information, you generate 1 to 5 cents for Google or Facebook. They don't care what you click on. And if it turns out that you're clicking on something that Omicron actually puts 5G transmitters in your body and you think, that's crazy, let me just look at that, you have made them 5 cents to 1 cent. So step back from social media. They don't care about you. You're not their customer. The advertising people are. And then finally, notice how your body is reacting, which in my case and yours is stupid dreams.
You brought that back home beautifully. Dr. Carl, have a fantastic Christmas New Year break. We'll talk to you again next year.
Yep, and with a bit of luck, I'll come back from overseas alive and not get killed by the new strains. And hopefully everything will be wonderful for next year for all of us.
You're going to be fine, Dr. Carl. Thank you so much. We love you. Our listeners love you. And have a great Christmas New Year. Talk soon.
Talk soon. Thank you very much, Dr. Luke.
Thank you, Dr. Carl.
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner.